Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Canutito learns about las adivinanzas. El agua was gurgling through the acequecita where Grandpa was diverting un surco de agua through the baffle for home use in el jardín. Grandpa, Canutito began curiously.
¿Qué quieres, mijo?
Retorted Grandpa Caralampio, continuing to move the water con la pala. How much water is in a surco? Asked the little boy as he finished his thought.
Una surco,
said Grandpa pensively as he rested his chin on top of the shovel and brushed away a jejen that had been buzzing around his face.
Un surco is the amount of water that can pass through el eje de un wagon wheel.
And anticipating Canutito's next question, he continued,
and an eje is an axle, where all the spokes of the wagon wheel converge in the middle of it. That used to be the measure of a surco, or the amount of water needed para regar un acre in the olden days. Pero ahora un surco is just the amount of irrigation water needed to cover the head of la pala.
Oh, said Canutito, losing interest. He wandered over to where Grandma Cuca was working on a piece of land with her hoe. She dug el cavador into la tierra, working it by breaking apart los adobes. She was getting ready to sembrar her garden this season. As she aligned her seed packs, she caught a glimpse of Canutito coming over to where she was. She decided to ask him a riddle.
¿Qué será?
She began. Canutito knew que ella iba a ask una riddle, which required him to think like a Spanish person. He kneeled by her on the ground to listen.
¿Qué será?
She began again.
Fui pa'l jardín y truje de ella. Volví a mi casa y me puse a llorar con ella.
Canutito thought about what Grandma Cuca had said, and then he translated the riddle to himself out loud. Let me see. From my small garden where she's kept, I brought her home with me and wept. Ay, what can it be? Canutito knew that his grandma's generación had a totally different way of thinking. Her words were much more simbólicas than el inglés that he was taught at school.
¿Qué será?
Repeated his grandma again, pausing to fix her eye on him.
Yo no sé, he stammered unsuredly.
I just don't know what you could have brought in from your garden that made you cry.
Do you know, Grandpa?
He called out to Grandpa Carolampio, who had just meandered over to where they were.
Pues sure, mijo, he exclaimed. Es muy fácil. The answer is that it is an onion. You bring it into la casa from afuera, and the minuto that you slice into it, te hace llorar.
Oh, I get it, shouted Canutito, pleased that he had understood this bit of cultural knowledge.
Ask me another adivinanza, he prodded.
Oh, I've got one for you, exclaimed Grandpa Caralampio, looking off toward the steeple in the church that was silhouetted against the low sun of the west.
¿Qué será? Una viejita con un diente que llama a toda la gente.
Canutito translated out loud to make sure that he had understood the nature of the riddle. With only one tooth, this little old lass can call all the people to come and hear mass. He paused to think.
Yeah, is it a nun that is all molacha?
Ooh, you're not even close,
chortled Grandma Cuca.
Nuns have more than one tooth, unless someone sucked them in la mera trompa. Think again. Andale, ding dong,
teased Grandpa Caralampio, adding an extra hint.
¿Qué será?
Canutito felt real foolish until he noticed Grandma Cuca kneeling on the ground with her hands like she was praying and pointing at the steeple with her own trompita.
Oh, una campana, exclaimed the little boy, catching on. I'm sure the answer is that it is a church bell, because it only has one tooth, the clangor, to call everybody to church.
Ha, 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 esos son hombres, beamed Grandpa Caralampio proudly. You're starting to understand cultural thinking.
Otra, prodded Canutito now more confidently. Ask me another one.
Grandpa Caralampio paused to think. Al fin dijo,
¿Qué será? No tiene pies, pero anda con las manos.
Canutito thought for a momentito and then he replied, Let's see, what can it be? It has no feet, but it runs. with his hands.
Acuérdate! Shrieked Grandma Cuca. Cultural thinking!
This time Canutito got the answer right away. Oh,
es un reloj, a clock,
he smiled. He was on his way to becoming un true hombre.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.